Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday night, and hello everybody. This show dedicated to a day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewery Hall, coming up in at Belport, New York, 14 Station Road. And I want to thank the South Bay News for coming up with our ad, donating the ad, and be in this Thursday for all you South Bay people. And they said they're going to do their best to run it all the way through April and into May.
Nice.
So that's the second paper to donate.
I know.
Able News was the first. And we're working on getting a couple of others. We're also going to be reaching out to the K-9 Police Department.
Oh, nice.
To see if we can get them to post the day for Milton.
That's great.
People want to help. People
oh, yeah.
want to do something. They want to try to bring about some help. They want to. They're very disturbed when they learn the story about Milton.
Oh, it's horrible. Really?
So, I want to thank the Coco Rose store here in Sayville for taking pictures of the Day for Milton sign. They said they're going to put it up in their window, and I'm also going to talk to them about helping with the YouTube. So, we'll
That's
see
cool.
how that goes, but...
Yeah.
No matter what else they do, we thank them anyway.
That's right.
Putting up that flyer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. For those of you who don't know, Milton was a guide dog who died in the line of duty last summer at the Guide Dog Foundation when the stupid-ass trainer left him in the van in a heat wave for 6 hours.
I can't even imagine why somebody would do that.
And she got off... with nothing. They gave a community service. All right. Inner Sight, Monday night, Mad or Glad, and not too much going on in the news today. I don't know what happened with...
That's right.
What happened with Trump's rally? Anybody hear anything?
I think he's going to be brought in on charges, so he won't be able to, you know... get his stuff in the Republican primaries and stuff like that. So I don't know. I really don't know.
So nothing happened at the rally?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Dramatic? I mean, you heard
the
headlines about
it. He was his old
what?
Self. He was his old self.
Oh.
Scary.
All right. Well... I don't know. I don't see how the guy is going to
get
after all this turmoil and, you know, right or wrong, who knows, but
I
think a lot of people are going to shy away from it.
Yeah, because they don't want the controversy. A lot of controversy when you bring Trump into it.
And a lot of the Republicans
are not happy.
Are going to have not endorsed him, as far as I know.
That's right.
So now the next question becomes, who's going to run against Biden if Biden
I think Pence
runs.
Would win. Pence would win much better than the rest, you know, because he understood as he was trying, they wanted to kill him. They're here, kill Pence. So on January 6th, you know, that event that happened, so.
Well, he
really
was
scary.
He was with Trump.
I don't know if he would just... Is he still in with Trump?
Well, they're probably still friends. Who knows?
Well, who knows?
You know.
That's right.
So he gets into the White House, it's like you're going to have Trump.
Yeah, right? He'll have
Maybe
Trump
Maybe that's
as
the
his...
plan, you know? Who knows?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe he has the plan, like,
you know?
To have him Pence as
the president. Won't take me. Let him
president.
Take Mike and...
Yeah.
Mike will be calling me anyway.
Yeah, right.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, I know.
They're all friends. Behind behind the scenes, all these politicians are friends. I don't believe all this crap about at each other's throats. Maybe that's in public, you know, because they want you to think a certain way. But behind the scenes, I think they're all buddy-buddy. They're all in the same
club.
Oh,
yes, they are. Yeah, they are.
Can't
I can only
me.
Imagine they're all lawyers. Most of them are all lawyers or businessmen. And it's, you know, really interesting how America voted Trump in when they knew he was, you know, can be boisterous at times. I'm being very mild-mannered there. You know, so
when we try
really
to get, excuse me, when we try to get Phil Boyle to do something about the service dog thing, and he said he couldn't get any support. And then later on, when Alexis White got elected, and I voted for her, and she cooled off with the Milton thing and with the guide dog thing, you know, because probably because Boyle told her.
Yeah, what happened?
You know,
yeah,
and she
disgusting.
Wants his support. So she's not going to go against a guy who was the head state senator for many years in this county, because come re-election, she's going to want his support. You see how all that crap works?
It's all buddy-buddy, you know?
So that's why we didn't get her, you know? But, you know, it's not surprising to me. Because these politicians, bottom line, they don't give a damn about us.
No, they don't.
You know?
The only way
they only care about the
about
people
us.
Who got the money and the influence.
Sorry about that. I feel
they don't
also
care about
what
us.
They care about really has changed dramatically, you know, even from when Boyle was trying to, you know, help us out. But I think it's changing, all with the COVID stuff, all with this stuff and that
stuff.
Nah,
I don't think
people
it's changing. It's still
the
same old crap. The money and the influence.
Yeah.
You know, how they're going to get in there. Go with the guy and the person who's going to endorse you and help you bring the money. It's the same old stuff. It hasn't changed.
Same old bullshit, I know.
Sure. Same old crap.
Just another day of craziness, you know.
So, you know, all we can do is talk about what's going on, how horrible the system is, and hope that somebody out there will see it and maybe put up the money so we could change it.
That's right.
I had
That'd
a story
nice.
I heard yesterday.
Oh, really?
On the, I go on the chat line, you know, a lot of disabled people on there.
Oh, good.
And I may be getting this woman on the show, but until then I'm not going to mention any names, but a woman who is multiply disabled lives out in a rural area.
Oh, God.
And cannot get Medicaid to take her to the... Let me finish. Stop interrupting me.
Sorry.
Cannot get Medicaid to take her to the pain management hospital, or doctor, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And she lives out in the rural area, and the regular, they'll only take her to certain places, and the regular van is not good for her because she can't take the jolting of the ride. You know, they don't have the, it's not accessible the way it should be. So there's no transportation for her to many, many places because of it.
Wow.
There you go again with the damn ADA. There's no enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told her, I said, you got to get a hearing.
Yeah.
So she's thinking about, I told her, I said, you know, if you want us to advocate for you, call me and we'll get on a three-way with these Medicaid people. And they don't come through, they got to give you a hearing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But it's really horrible what the hell we got to go through with the money that's supposed to be there to help us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If that money was in a fund for her transportation and she could get her own van, her parents drive, her own van, she wouldn't have this damn problem.
That's true. Like me, Frank. Same thing happened.
But the damn
to me.
Money is not there. Yeah. It's with agencies.
That's right.
No, you don't have that problem. You get on the bus and you get tied down on buckled and all that, and you're all right. I'm talking about a woman who doesn't have that because of her disability. You know,
that's
her whole
really
body.
Bad. Yeah.
Well, you get on. You at least you're able to get on the scat bus and the ambulance
no.
and all that and go all over.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, no, they don't, that's not what they want to do, and they don't have anybody to help me. Sometimes it depends on what service I'm using or where I'm going. So it's really frustrating when we don't have it for, you have to have it, this is mostly the Medicaid transportation when I go to doctors. We don't have that for that date. It's too short notice or something like that. I guess.
Oh yeah, that's a different situation. They do have it,
yeah.
But you gotta call them earlier, or you got to between SCAT and that Medicaid transportation, you're covered. This woman's not. Is my point.
There's also
and the ADA,
somebody,
you know. Okay. Let's see if it's going to be a reasonable accommodation for her.
That's right. When they did for me and I told them I had trouble, they gave me something called Logisticare. It only goes up to Nassau County. You know, it doesn't go past it. So I don't know where she lives. Maybe she could, you know, squeeze in on that. I don't know.
No, she doesn't live around here. Anyway,
yeah.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about? Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me look.
All right.
Wait.
Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Takeda Rescue, Joanne Diamond. And I want to thank her for sending my guide dogs food.
Yep, we got people on the line.
Really appreciate
I'm gonna
that.
Get Lorraine and then we have this other gentleman who's been trying for the last two nights to get in. So let me get him on.
Oh,
I
gotta
I
do some thank some people
Ed?
And then we'll
okay. Sounds good.
Go to the phones. Inner Sight brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You wanna learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Fernandez with the Insight. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, Long Island, 631-286-0444. Great deli, great food. And you'll see plenty of signs of the guide dog Milton over there. The woman who owned Shelby was the victim of the loss of Milton. She's deaf and blind. All right. So Shelby's Kitchen. And let's see. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090, and the show's on every night from 8 to 9, live all over the world. All right, let's see. Wednesday night, on your internet, on the online, they say,
mm-hmm.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. You can see the story about the death of Milton. All right. So don't forget, if you're in Manhattan, you can put on 1997 at 11 Wednesday night, or 35 files, Verizon files, mm-hmm. Wednesday night at 11. RCN 84, all Wednesday night at 11. That's in the borough of Manhattan. You get
right.
it directly. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical when he's able to do it. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. I want to thank Silo, Jose Delgado, and Jill, and everybody at Silo.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning to make Inner Sight an ongoing event, even after the day for Milton.
Nice.
So we appreciate that very much. All right, and you can find the information on A Day for Milton on their website under events.
Also,
time,
in our,
date, and all that.
We have a chat, Frank, on the, in the inside. I have put just on the inside of our episode where people can go, Day for Milton, blah, blah, blah. I put it in there. So any episode that I have, I'm going to put that
you
in there.
Get all the right information in there, date, time,
yeah, let me read it to you. Let me read it to you.
Yeah, read it.
May 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Belport Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York, 11713. I have the number of the facility where everybody's going just so that they can give that phone number, but I also included your phone number also. So the first number I have is 631-909-4457. That's of the brewery itself. And then I have 631-487-2038. So they got both.
All right. Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Look up that that Silo if you can.
Mm-hmm. See that what it looks? Yeah.
See if we can read that.
Mm-hmm.
On the day for Milton and on the show, you know.
Right.
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank Mr. Kennedy for supporting Inner Sight. We thank the Islip Cleaners. Suffolk Bus Corp is another one of our good friends helping.
Mm.
We greatly appreciate them. And all of our friends who believe and who help. Inner Sight. I want to thank Lorraine, our special projects coordinator.
Yeah, she's on the line. I'll put her through.
And find that. Did you find that? On
not
the,
yet.
On the,
but I just want to put her through and then go find it.
All right. Let's get Lorraine on the show. Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello. How are you all?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
I'm doing fine. I hope everyone had a good weekend.
I did.
That's
my
good.
Husband
was home. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Go ahead.
Got together with my daughter, Cyan.
Oh, nice.
I gave her a whole page. Inner Sight will be first, the day for Milton. And I put everything on there on my Facebook page. And Instagram.
Nice.
I mean, the two other, along with two other, because it's all separated on the page, you know, with two other 712 lines that I would like everybody to come and listen to. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you got the time and the date right and everything?
Yes.
All right.
Time, the date.
I still want to get you
place.
That flyer.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent it to Cyan. Does she want it again?
Oh, did you send it to her?
Yeah. She had called me about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, she called you?
No. You did.
Okay.
You told me about the...
Oh, yeah,
about,
yeah.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not going too crazy, at least.
did Cyan say she got it, Lorraine?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know she had one picture in the beginning that when you sent the picture of Milton.
Right.
Well, maybe yes, check and see if she got the flyer. I want her to have the flyer.
The flyer. If not, I could send it right now.
Putting up.
Yeah. I bet she didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you send it anyway?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Okay. Yeah,
all right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? I got a, some kind of a notice in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
About, I didn't hear the whole thing because I'm not interested in these damn politicians anymore. But
okay.
I did catch the governor wanted to build some kind of housing on Long Island, and this Republican guy is opposed to it, you see. See what happened to Now, why the hell don't they just get these nursing homes and make them into accessible housing? They already have buildings. Why don't they just modify them?
That's
exactly.
Instead of spending all that money to start from scratch. See how these politicians are? Get rid of these damn nursing homes. We don't need these places.
That's true.
They're horrible. They're not doing anything for anybody. Except making it worse for us.
They have to do is take... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So there you have the latest, you know, how this governor wants to make it worse for us, you know, build these accessible housing, and a person living in there goes into a nursing home and they lose their apartment. What the hell kind of crap is this, man?
It doesn't make any sense.
They're wasting money.
Yes, they are.
Take these nursing home buildings. You know, start with like maybe 5 or 10 of them. Pass an emergency law. That these
just
agencies
renovated.
Must start raising money to help people stay in their own home and do it that way.
That's true.
Tell you, man, these damn politicians are in with the devil. I got to tell you something.
Right.
That's my analogy.
Oh, gosh.
They are really in with the devil when they always evade what we need. You ever notice that?
Yes, I know.
They're going to spend all this money. How much that's going to cost? That's what this guy was opposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know how they can save the money. Convert the damn nursing homes.
There
that's
you go.
Right.
They don't
there
have to
go.
Put up new buildings.
Maybe
no,
I'll get in
don't.
Touch with this guy and tell him. Maybe who the hell knows.
Maybe he will, change his, what he's saying.
Since he doesn't want to spend the money.
Yeah, exactly. I am on, wait, how did that go that way? That's weird, Frank. I don't have what I'm looking for like I usually do. It goes to the... Oh, here it is. Here, it went to community events. Sorry. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Frank Farina, Inner Sight, one-to-one interview with Tom Cooper regarding the death of Milton the guide dog. Every Wednesday and Thursday, Manhattan Neighborhood Network Spirit Channel. Also... it says 3223 out east channel 20 at 9:30, and it says please join Inner Sight for a day for Milton Friday May 19th 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Belport Brewing Company.
All right, she's got to add Michelle to that. I'll call her and tell her.
Yeah, that's all.
Michelle and Tom.
Right.
Okay.
Because we got Michelle in there now.
Do you know they're
right,
not putting up any of the dog advertisements? Do you know that? That's
what?
All the dog, they had a puppy, people to raise puppies, and it was right underneath our ad. Well, guess what? It's no longer there.
Oh, wow.
We need the puppies. I hope all the puppies come to the day for Milton.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, but I don't know if they will. Somebody has to call them. I can, I don't mind. But actually, I think
we're
going
to try our best to get puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
see what happens.
That's what I was suggesting, for people bring their dogs out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't
bring
have
your dog,
any
bring your
dog
puppy.
Either. My husband doesn't want me to buy one.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it bad? I think it's bad, but, well, who knows? I'm going to be taking care of a dog.
I don't like that.
My daughter has two dogs.
Yeah. Mhm. Oh, I love dogs. I mean, it's been in my body and my blood since a young person, so I am so attached to having a dog. I could see it being worse. You know, it would help me with my vision for sure if it's trained in the right manner.
Yes.
That's where I feel like I need the help. Not as much my hearing, but my vision, you know.
All right, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off. Any other callers online?
Yes, we have caller. One caller. Hang on, let me get back.
Oh, let's take another call.
Yes, please.
Inner Sight.
Okay, here it is.
Hello.
And he's there, and we got another caller, too, when I reverse. All right, so here he comes. Hello? Inner Sight.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah,
there.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good, good.
Good. Is that Mike?
Yeah, it's Michael.
I'm Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, Susan, did you have time to look at that email stuff yet? That's
yeah,
last,
I did.
Told you
I
last
did,
week.
Yeah.
Is it going to work for
y'all? Some of it was good. I just have to look into it a little more.
Now, is it going to work out for y'all?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear
you. Is it going to work out for you?
Yeah, it might. Yeah, definitely. I have to look into it more, though. See how it would.
Yeah.
Thank
that's
you,
though. Everything. You're welcome. So, like your friend, whatever, I know down here on, I guess every state's different. Like in Texas, like where I'm at, they have it too. Is you can use your Medicaid or Medicare for medical, or like say you just want to go to the store, the paratransit will take you, but you have to pay them for that. But if it's like a doctor or something, that the insurance pays for that for the paratransit to take you. Like if it's something real bad, they'll take you like Houston, like 2 hours away. You know, and they'll wait for you.
Oh, that's good.
They'll stay like a whole day and wait for you.
That's like a logistic care that they gave me the phone number for.
Yeah.
I'm a little hesitant to call. You know why? Because Frank had difficulty with that same company. I'm not going to say it on the air, but with the same company. And I'm afraid to, like, try that one. And then all of a sudden they get stranded.
Well, yeah, but if they don't do it, that's why you take the thing down and call the supervisor of the company and say, look, your driver ain't doing what they're supposed to. You turn them in.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
not a
problem. If it's there, you might as well use it. If they don't, if they don't do what you say, just take down the person's name and call the office and say this person's not doing what they're supposed to. And you poor girl, you take care of it or fire them, one or two.
Yeah, even a fair hearing. You know, if it really gets bad, you know.
Yeah, that's what I do. If it's there, just use it. If they don't act right, go home, just call the office and say you have a driver here that's not doing what they're supposed to. And if it's a good company, they'll either, like, give them a warning or retrain them or fire them, one of the three, or her.
That's like with a Cessna, you have the right to complain about a driver, too.
Yeah.
You can report
that. Well, that's
them.
The one that gave Frank a little bit of trouble, a lot bit of trouble.
Yeah.
So that's
why everybody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm a little hesitant. But I could try them once, and if I am stuck somewhere, then you know what? That's the last time I tried them.
Shoot.
Because I've been
we had, we had a big law case.
Yeah.
It went on for 5 years, you know.
Oh, dear.
We finally settled it. And just recently now, I've heard from my co-defendant who was involved, you know, a blind woman, that they're still doing the same damn thing. You know, when you call up, they're supposed to ask the person, do you have a service dog, because we want to make sure we have enough room, you know. And they're not doing it.
Which is
according
worse.
To my friend, they're not. Every time she calls, you know, they're not complying. The problem is there's no damn enforcement.
That's it.
So the bus gets to the location. They see the person with the dog, and you know, they don't have enough room, or they're surprised or whatever, you know. I mean, they still have to take the person.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. we wanted it so that it would be prevented, you know.
Right.
They knew that the person had a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no enforcement of the damn thing.
Absolutely not.
You know, you got to go back to court. You got to file and all that. It takes months and months
mm-hmm.
and the same old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bothers me about the whole thing.
Yeah.
They don't enforce it.
You're right.
You know, they're not asking the proper questions when the person makes the ride.
Yeah.
That's the ADA. It's not
exactly.
Enforceable.
Not at all.
That's what's going on. Anyway, how you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing good. I was just thinking about the nursing home thing.
Yeah.
There'll be one problem, because if you look into the study, there's a thing called being grandfathered in. If you go back, like, building something so long ago, I don't know what, there's a cutoff point there. If it's built before a certain date, they don't have to do it. They say, sorry, we're grandfathered in, we don't have to treat the damn thing around here.
Well, all the nursing homes are accessible.
Yeah,
they have
are.
To be.
Mm-hmm.
They're all
no, if they're
accessible.
Grandfathered in, I'm telling you, if you look to see when stuff's built, if they're well-versed in building law, it goes back to a certain date. That's all over the United States. If it's built... See, okay, take the school for Blaine, Texas, for example. Before 2006, when they remodeled it, everything was two-story, had elevators. Now they rebuilt it, you know what they did? Everything's one-story, because now you have so many laws and regulations, you build two stories and up. They have to put this in there, that in there, it's more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So they just went one story. So in the nursing home, somebody needs to look into that, and they'll find out, okay, the rule goes to 1986. Say you have a nursing home built in 1975. They'll come back and say, okay, we built this before they changed the rule, so we're grandfathered in. So go pound sand. We don't have to change the darn thing here.
Well,
yeah.
They have to. Part of our plan is to do away with that law and pass a law that everything in this country must be accessible.
Yes.
That's part of what we want.
Good luck on that.
Otherwise, it's not going to work. Every apartment, every available apartment
mm-hmm.
in this country should be accessible for everyone.
Yeah, but get this for, okay, I know a friend down here, and she lives like an hour from me, and she has problems with the shower. I said, why don't you talk, and this is another problem. She talked to the manager and the maintenance guy
mm-hmm.
to put a grab bar in there. Which I understand, okay, which is not hard, because now they have this thing called a stud finder. There's a stud in that wall. Depends how far apart you can screw a bar in there. But most of these apartment buildings are so old, and another thing, and the apartment manager won't do it. So it's the apartment manager, and I said, if your apartment manager won't do it, I told you, you need to go to that owner. If they don't want to do it, call the attorney general and report them. That's what I would do, but I don't think she did
you
that,
have,
but
you have
that,
to
that's another problem.
You have to make them
do it. Yeah, but they don't force
it.
I don't know if
like
they
do it for everybody else.
They don't enforce it? They don't enforce them?
Of course. No, not now they don't. That's one of the things we want, along with our plan.
Yep.
To turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We want a law passed that every place must be made accessible, and the agencies should be raising money to help pay for it.
They darn should.
No, another thing the agency do, which is stupid, get this. The more money you throw away and waste, the more you get. That's backwards.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Very
the whole thing is crazy.
Yeah, you waste money, you get more. It's
that's
like,
how
it works. Are you screwing for the head people?
Yeah.
How much did they get out of the, how much did these nursing homes get out of the recent increase? How about that one?
I don't know who knows. If it's in that budget,
you can't
bill,
find
you
that online.
No,
you can't.
It's probably
in
that $1.7 trillion bill they passed in Congress somewhere.
Wow. That's a lot. We had billions.
The whole system
needs
to be changed.
Yeah. They did for $196 billion, they did you know, some...
Well, that's an old figure. You got to get a new one.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
I have to find a new one.
There's 1.5 million people in nursing homes in this country.
No, billion.
And there's 50,000 nursing homes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
If all those places were converted into accessible housing, that's 50,000 units you would have for people. You know, along with passing a law that every apartment, every eligible apartment, must be made accessible. That's what we need. We need enforcement of the law. There's no damn enforcement.
We sure do.
That's how they get away with it. The guy who wouldn't let me on the bus with my guide dog, I told you it went on for 5 years.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even named. They didn't even know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why people treat us that way? They get away with it. The bitch who killed Milton, the guide dog, she got away with it.
That's right.
How the hell can they respect us? If this stuff happens, people are not going to respect us.
No.
They get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Her ass should have been locked in jail, man. She should have gotten at least 7 years in jail for that.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted the Congress to pass that law. If you assault a federal employee, 7 years in jail automatic. That should apply to the disabled.
Yes, it should.
Yep.
People get away with it. We had a woman on the show. Some guy hit her with a car.
Yeah.
She almost died. And the court blamed her because she's blind.
Yeah.
You know. I spoke to another woman last night who's in a wheelchair. She got into an elevator, and the elevator malfunctioned. And her wheelchair tipped over, and she hit her head, and she almost died. And people get away with this crap, man.
Yeah.
They found a piece of carpet stuck in the elevator. She didn't get a dime out of it. There's a pattern here, I'm telling you, man. It's horrible.
It's
horrible the way we're being treated because the damn law doesn't do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't do a darn thing, actually.
What's going on?
It's really frustrating.
You know, I mean, when you can kill a guide dog and get away with it, that's a sign. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
That's a sign that we're being set back 100 years.
At least.
You know. and they say, oh, it's only a dog.
That bothers me. I hate to say
that.
That
is a damn ass sign to me.
Yeah, it took me a while.
They don't care one damn about us.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
All right, in a sight. Mike, anything else you want to say?
Another thing is like... And another thing, I wish there was a way we could change these rehab centers for the blind, because I talked to my director over here, and I told her it's good you have, like, technology and Braille and all this other stuff. And I don't understand to this day why you can't have a class, like, to help blind people get a job in their own state instead of sending – and I told the lady, I'm not against the sending people to out of state and stuff, but why can't they have it in their own state and save money – because it's going to be cheaper in the long run to send someone like to Texas or New York all the way to freaking Arkansas.
Bell cheese.
And I've been trying here, and the lady, she retired. She knew she had the skills and all to do this and this, and she retired. And I said, okay, you're telling me in every college and university in the state of Texas, you can't find someone competent to keep the thing going?
Yeah, right.
That's
well,
what
that
everybody copies each other.
With money.
Yeah, because
usually there's money involved, you know.
Until it costs me anything, because they have the computers, they have the facility, all they need is just to hire the college. And the state would have to pay, the university could pay them, the instructor. See, that's the way around it.
Yeah.
So in Costanza,
usually
somebody teach blind people and say you want to be a customer service. Okay, we have this lady in university. I'll come over here and teach the class, and the university will pay her. So what's the problem with that? But they don't want to do that anymore.
No.
Yeah. Usually these agencies get together. One of them gets a grant, you know, and they say, well, we'll send people to you, but you got to give us part of the grant.
Well, that happens.
Yeah, that works.
Remember when we approached the medical program in the city? I can't remember the name. A second, I'm too blind. It's the, what do you call it, the one with the animal medical center. There we go. It finally came out of my brain. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we tried getting people to, you know, go in and you know, get services from, you know, the animal medical center, but because we weren't, you know, all of us, all the programs were not, you know, I think, what else did they have, Frank? I'm trying to think that they had a hard time
getting. They only service
getting,
people that get their dogs from certain schools.
From schools, yeah. I remember that now. Yep. So we couldn't, you know, we are a school, but we're not recognized as a school yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we all come together.
Well, they're prejudiced against blind people who train guide dogs.
Exactly.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yep. They don't do it they don't do it properly.
Mm.
They don't. Mm-mm.
No, I know. Believe me, I tried to.
Well,
get
there's a lot of good trainers. Don't misunderstand.
Right.
You know.
But just the most, some of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I get
or maybe
that.
Not too attentive to the needs. Mm-hmm.
But they're probably getting money for their program from these schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said a minute ago. They're in it together.
Yes,
so they make
are.
Up the rule. We'll only take people who go to your school to get a guide dog.
That's right.
And yet they're using the blind to raise the money.
Yes, mm-hmm. they are, $100,000 at least.
That's why I believe that the animal medical should service all legitimate service
mm-hmm.
dogs.
That's right. I'm hoping that.
All right,
that
in a sight. Anybody else on the line?
No, we're clear.
842 New York, Mad or Glad Monday. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world.
How
Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo.
Excuse me.
Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the children who have passed away by the hands of evildoers. We honor them. We salute them. We love them. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go an extra mile for a child. That's inner sight saying. Go that extra mile. All right, let's see. Don't forget May 19th, Day for Milton, Brewing Hall in Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road. Going to be a great event. We got two newspapers so far donating ads.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting for the radio spot should be coming out in the next week or so.
Very nice.
And we're going to try to get a couple of other newspapers to put in ads. I called Newsday. I called the Islip papers, and we'll follow up on it. And we're also trying to get the police department to list it on their canine.
Well, that's good.
Writings. All right, in a sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650. Let's see, tomorrow night's open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is our nursing home show. What's the
title?
Theme? You got the theme?
Hang on. Getting there. Okay.
It's a number theme.
Another view. Yeah, right? Hold on.
All right, 1.5 million
that's
in
what we
nursing
want, homes. Yeah, we want all of them to join.
What's the title? You have it?
Yeah, hang on. Give me a second. I'm waiting for this to come up. Come on.
Thursday, we didn't pick a title yet. So
not yet.
Open for grabs. Anybody got any ideas? We'd be love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
For Thursday.
Okay, here it comes, Thursday. Getting to it. Okay.
Oh, you want Wednesday's. Wednesday's subtitle.
Oh, yes. Wednesday. Okay, here it comes. Wait a minute.
Wednesday. The nursing home. Turn nursing homes into accessible
housing.
How
the government can help 1.5 million people if they weren't in nursing homes.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, we're going to talk about our idea, our plan. And I want to get the latest number on how much the government has spent in the last year.
Okay, let me check.
On these nursing homes.
Yeah.
Might be able to Google that.
I am in right doing it.
All right, in a sight. And Friday night, the funnies, don't forget. Every Friday night, we have some fun over here. You know, get a little crazy.
Oh, that we do.
And this Friday is the last day of March.
Oh, can you believe that? How things went by quick.
Wow.
April full day.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Oh, I so darn quick.
Uh-huh.
All right, did you find that?
Yeah, I'm looking, Fran, on the stat, you know, still looking.
Maybe you can ask Alexa, Lorraine, you think so?
Alexa doesn't like me. Her and I have had a fight.
No, I'm talking to Lorraine. Lorraine, are you there?
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe she can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to ask Alexa, you know, how many... Well, I'm trying to think what we want now.
Mm-hmm.
How many disabled people, right?
No. There's 1.5 million in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. How much money did the government spend last year on nursing homes? That's the question.
Okay.
Can you ask
Alexa?
That?
Alexa. How much money did the government spend on nursing homes last year?
From news.com, taxpayers spend about $72.5 billion a year to subsidize the cost of nursing home care.
The one with that.
Wait a minute. Play that again. How much?
Okay. Alexa, how much did the government pay for
I don't have an answer for that.
Ask the question again.
Yeah,
how much
did the government spend last year on nursing homes?
Alexa, how much did the government spend on nursing homes last year?
From news.com, taxpayers spend about $72.5 billion a year to subsidize the cost of nursing home care.
$72.5 billion?
Yes.
Did you say billion?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yes, it
is.
$72.5 billion.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than the other figure, isn't it?
No. We got had 196, but I don't know how that got 196. It was on the Skilled Nursing News. You want to... look that up. But
we have to double check, see what was that figure for?
It was for exactly what that, how many people were in nursing homes and how much they spent.
I forget
on
what
them.
It was for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is a lot of money right here. 75.
Still is a lot of money, yeah.
Wow.
Point billion. Wow. That's
that
a lot. That's a lot of money, man.
Deal amount of money.
There it is.
Yes, it is.
All right, Insight, join us.
I'll be very angry if it goes that way.
join us Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
and we'll tell you how the politicians can help.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 million people who are in nursing homes. All right, in sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
No. As far as I can see.
Matt mm-hmm. or Glad Monday. And, you know, you get mad at this government and the way it operates and the way they think of us. But you also got to balance out your life with laughter.
You have to.
You know, and having
sometimes
fun.
Sometimes it gets hard, but you have to.
Because otherwise, you make yourself ill.
Yeah, you do.
You know? And I think it's a lot better when people take up a cause
mm-hmm.
and do something about it instead of just dwelling on it all the time and doing nothing. You know, I think it's better if you're active, you know, like going around talking to people and they see my dog and they see the sign with Milton's picture. They take a picture, they say they'll put it up. You know, it helps me
as a
guide dog person because I'm mourning Milton. You know,
yeah.
You know, myself, Michelle, and Tom, the three of us, have all become very close friends over mourning Milton.
Yeah, see that?
You know, it's really amazing how that has happened.
Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
All you people out there who listen to us, we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to start doing something.
That's right.
You don't want to go to a nursing home? You got to do something about it.
That's right.
Get these ideas out there. Join with Inner Sight, you know.
Yeah.
Help us get named on that petition. Where can they tell them where they can sign the petition, nursing home?
Just go to Inner Sight on a search on the engine, and you should get the correct what do you call it? Took down all the other ones. You should get the correct petition.
Inner Sight. It's a change.org
petition. Right. Change.org.
Right.
Inner Sight. Look it up that way. They'll have a search window that you could pull up. And if you just type Inner Sight, it'll bring you straight to both of our petitions and a couple more. You don't need the others. You just need the active one that's up there.
You know, take up the cause. Tell your friends.
Yeah, please do.
We're going to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. People are going to be able to be in their own home with the money to get the help they need. You know, part of the plan is to pass a law.
Definitely.
But we got to get. We have almost 120,000 listeners. Now, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
More than half of those are probably disabled.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's like 60,000 people that should have signed the petition already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Too scared, I guess.
Or even more. I mean, you know, you get your friends to sign, your relatives.
Yeah, definitely.
So you got to move forward and do something about this. All the years that there was demonstrations and all that, and you know, in Washington and all, it really didn't do anything. The nursing homes are still there, and they're getting more money than ever.
Yeah, they are.
The cost,
a lot of money
for health in this country went up 35%.
There you
How
go.
How much of that is going to nursing homes?
Oh, hell of a lot. I'd have to figure that one out.
The Social Security increase.
Yeah,
the Social Security increase that we got. How much of that, the 1.5 million people is going to nursing homes, how much of their money from the increase is going to the nursing home.
A lot.
It's gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better.
It has. Nope, it hasn't.
I mean, I'm not putting down, the ADAPT, the good group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they haven't made anything happen because they didn't come out with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was ask the government for more money. That's not the solution. You know, because you're still depending on the government. The idea is to get the whole thing out of the hands of the government and partner up with the agencies and raise the money together.
Yeah, that's right.
To keep someone out of a nursing home. And as I said on the show many times, you got 30 million people in this country who are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If the agencies would get together and they would raise $30 million and put it into an account for each disabled person, this is your money to stay out of a nursing home. Now, they can make money on it.
Yes, they can.
If they're going to raise $30 million, let them double it. Let them raise $60 million and keep half of the agencies. But you got to have a law. Because if you're disabled and someone put $1 million in your account, they're
going to
take away your damn benefits.
Mm-hmm.
What little you got. Even though that money is not being used.
Mm.
Think about that.
That's
it would be like insurance money.
Yeah,
true. Here's your insurance money. If you ever have
unless
to go into
separate.
A nursing home,
right.
This will keep you out.
That's right.
That's what these agencies should do for us.
They'll
if they really
it,
gave
think.
A damn about us,
yeah.
They would do it.
If they gave a damn about us, plus... you know, trying to, you know, make this fund become a reality, that's going to be a harder sell, but at least still, you know, that's going to be, we need a fund. We can't just, you know, do it any
they're wasting
way.
All this damn money on this stupid-ass evaluation crap. How long have they been evaluating you? 2 years? How much money did they spend on that already?
A lot. A lot.
Rest my case.
Yeah.
And coupled and add that up with 30 million. Let's say 20 million have applied for the same program. Look at all that money wasted. Just the process.
Yeah. And they're still doing it, Frank. They haven't gotten to the end.
And that's not going to keep you out of the nursing home. You know why? Because the friggin' place is still there.
That's right. I said to my husband, if nothing comes to pass, remember you said some people of your friends are considering to go without Medicare and Medicaid. I was thinking of the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how bad I was the other day with trying to find help. It was really, really difficult.
We'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. I want to thank all our listeners, callers. Suzanne, co-host engineer. Lorraine, our special projects coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Coordinator. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Be safe out there. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Dave for Milton, May 19th. Brewing Hall in Bellport, 14th Station Road. We'll see you all there. You know, you got about 6 weeks, so time's going to go fast. Good night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Have an enjoyable evening. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.